Welcome to the Newcastle Removals Podcast, where moving made easy is just the beginning. Your best removalists in Newcastle have got you covered.
All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, excited for this one.
You know, for those of you out there who are like big DIYers, right?
Right.
Like, would rather build a house with your bare hands than hire someone, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Today, we are going to be diving into the world of professional packing services.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically, we're looking at a company called Best Removalists Newcastle.
Interesting.
We're pulling some information from their website. And what we're going to do today is think about, could this be a situation where even you, the ultimate DIYer, might consider just handing the reins over to someone else?
I love that. Just as a thought experiment, right?
Totally.
Because, you know, there is something to be said for letting go of control sometimes.
Absolutely.
And for someone who's so used to doing everything themselves, this could be a really good example of when it might make sense to bring in help.
Yeah, because they start off, and I think there's a really good job of this, by saying, you know, you're moving. So the first thing you got to do is figure out like what you're keeping, what you're getting rid of, what you're donating, you know, all of that.
Yeah, they phrase it as like assessing how much stuff you have to move.
Right, exactly.
But that is such a loaded statement, you know?
Totally.
Because it's not just stuff.
Yeah.
It's memories. It's, you know, emotional baggage.
Wow.
I mean that in a literal and figurative sense. And so to kind of like wade through all of that to decide what is coming with you to the next chapter and what's staying behind.
Oh, it's exhausting.
It's a lot, even for someone who's dissuasive.
Totally. And, you know, I find even in my own life, the more I try to hold on to things, sometimes it makes me feel even more cluttered.
Oh.
You know, maybe just a fresh set of eyes on all of your stuff would be helpful.
I bet.
So anyway, the company goes on to say, and this is where I was like, they say that our complete packing and unpacking services allow you to relax while we take care of everything.
Oh, wow.
And I'm reading that as like, you know, someone who likes to do everything themselves.
All right.
And part of me is like, I can do all that.
Yeah.
But then another part of me is like,
sure,
that does sound really nice.
I mean, the language is very smart, right?
Yes.
They're appealing to someone who is probably already feeling overwhelmed with the prospect of moving.
Right.
And who values, you know, having things done a certain way.
Exactly.
So they go on to say, like, you know, we have efficient packing techniques that are designed to maximize your space, time, and money.
Okay, see, now that's the stuff that I'm like, ooh.
Right.
Because, like, wasted space, inefficient packing.
Right.
Ugh. Just thinking about it makes me cringe.
That gets to you.
It does. It's like they're speaking the DIY language, but applying it to packing.
Absolutely.
And I think that's smart.
I think so too. Yeah.
So they break down what they call the Best Removalists Newcastle Advantage.
Okay.
And they're talking about their sturdy packing materials.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be honest, I have totally cut corners on that before. And it did not end well.
Sure. And that's not a risk you want to take, especially with your valuable or fragile items.
No.
So having that guarantee of like good quality materials,
yes,
that's got to be worth something.
Totally. Then they talk about having highly skilled and experienced packers.
Ooh, I see where this is going.
Right. You're unpacking a box and things are just like shoved in there.
Ugh. It's the worst.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
Right. And I think for a person who values doing things well,
yes,
it can almost be more stressful to see a task done poorly than to just do it yourself.
Absolutely.
So I get that.
Totally. Okay, then let's talk about the money piece of this, right?
Uh-huh.
They emphasize that they have affordable fees, but, you know, we got to be realistic.
Yeah.
Is it actually more cost effective to do it yourself?
That's the big question.
If you're factoring in, like, all the supplies and everything. It probably depends.
Right.
You'd have to do the math.
Yeah. Affordable is subjective.
Totally. Yeah.
Right. So you got to crunch those numbers, see what it looks like for you.
Exactly.
They also talk about having fast and efficient service.
Okay.
Which, you know, I get it. Time is precious.
Yeah. Especially when you're moving.
Right. It's like, I've got a million other things to do.
You're already stressed.
Yes.
So it's reframing it as an investment in your time.
Totally.
Yeah, not just a luxury.
Exactly. But then here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Because they go beyond just like the boxes and the packing. They're offering like a written quote up front. They'll do like a walkthrough with a moving manager.
Interesting.
They'll create a detailed schedule.
Okay.
They give you a dedicated coordinator.
Oh, wow.
And even insurance assistance.
It sounds like a whole like project management system for your move.
It is.
And so I think that's where that like control piece comes back in.
I was just thinking that.
Because if you're used to managing every little detail,
yeah,
this might actually be a good thing for you.
It takes the mental load off.
Yes.
But still ensures that things are done to a certain standard.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Okay, so big question here.
Yeah.
Can you, as a DIYer, let someone else handle this thing that you are very capable of doing yourself?
Right.
Is that the trap?
Maybe.
Always doing it yourself.
Even when it ends up costing you time, peace of mind, maybe you even make some mistakes because you're trying to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes the smartest move is knowing when to delegate.
Ooh.
Even for the most skilled DIYer.
So good. Yeah. And it's not about giving up that DIY spirit.
Right, of course not.
It's about being strategic with your energy.
Exactly.
And maybe learning a thing or two from the pros.
Ooh, there you are.
While you're at it. Right.
Lay it.
Okay, so that's what we got. We've laid it all out for you. Think about it. What are the pros? What are the cons?
Do the math.
Crunch those numbers.
Yeah.
Trust your gut.
You got this.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.